Hey, thanks for taking some time to listen to my podcast this week. This is Jim Brown. I do a weekly podcast for those that you're listening for the first time. Try to give you an idea of what's going on my column and in my world that is based in Louisiana. My focus generally are national issues that relate to Louisiana. And if you look at my columns going back 4 or 5 years, you'll see that's the focus I bring about. What is Louisiana doing that might work or be a problem for the rest of the country, and what in reverse is the country doing that could help us here in Louisiana? And this week was a little bit more national. I wrote a column about the Supreme Court. I just shook my head when Justice Roberts could not get the 37 words correctly to swear in Barack Obama as the new president of the United States. Roberts had the task of swearing him in. He had to do it again in the White House later that evening. And I got thinking about the Supreme Court. I've followed over the years the fact that the court does very little work. And I had some personal experiences, as a lot of you know, in dealing with an appeal to the Supreme Court that was not even given any consideration. And one of the things I found was the court just doesn't work very much. They take off the entire summer. They go off and make money teaching or lecturing all over the world. And you can see breakdowns I list in the column. And, you know, there are a lot of cases they're supposed to consider. I think this year they're going to maybe get 60 cases. At least in years past, the older courts were taking 150, 200 cases. But now they're down to 60, and they're complaining they're not paid enough, and they're getting all their job done. I saw Justice Kennedy made a comment, well, we always get our docket done. I guess so if you only have 60 cases. And then you'll also see my commentary where there's something called a cert group, the clerks to the Supreme Court justices that actually make the decision about what appeals get heard. So they're not doing their job. If they're too old for the job, they ought to step down. They're not putting that much time in. And I'm just offended that the court is not working harder. And that was the focus of my column this week. Something I didn't write in my column is the circuit dispute. When, you know, there are different circuits. There are 13 federal circuits around the country. We in Louisiana live in the Fifth Circuit. And so if one circuit rules one way and another circuit rules another way, that's what the Supreme Court is supposed to be doing. And I had a personal case in my own case where the Fifth Circuit ruled one way. Every other court who's ruled in America ruled a different way. My case cried out for the Supreme Court to go ahead and give it consideration. They did not do so. Just wouldn't even hear it. Just turned me down to not even hear it. So, and I've seen many, many cases like that. So the court's not doing their job. They're not working that hard. And Congress ought to crack down on them and not pay them one dime more until they roll up their sleeves and get to work. Also, there's a commentary on my website about Jim Long, my longtime mentor and friend, the insurance commissioner in North Carolina for some 24 years. He died this week. I'm going up to the funeral this Friday up in Burlington, North Carolina. That's maybe 30 minutes from my alma mater, University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I met Jim before I became insurance commissioner. I was having a fundraiser down at the Fairmont Hotel down in New Orleans, and just by luck ran into him in the lobby. And I said, well, come up to my fundraiser. He loved New Orleans. He loved the restaurants in New Orleans. Jim didn't worry too much about his lifestyle. He ate too much, and he was a smoker. But he said, look, I'd rather enjoy my life to the fullest, and if I lose a few years, so be it. He was only 68 years old, passed away, had a stroke last week up in Raleigh, had just stepped down 2 weeks ago as insurance commissioner after 24 years, and then had a stroke. He was a great help to me because he built in the foundation that the consumer is someone that needs to be protected. You just don't regulate and give out the applications and just handle the mundane tasks of the office. You get very aggressive as a consumer protector. And Jim instilled that into me. Unfortunately, you don't find that same commitment in the insurance department today in Louisiana or in a number of states. But it certainly was there when Jim Long and I learned from him and tried to bring those components into a strong consumer office and supporting consumer. You know, I was named the consumer person of the year by the Louisiana Consumer League. A guy named David Cernick founded it, and I worked very closely with him, put him on most of the boards and commissions. You don't have that going on in the Department of Insurance today, unfortunately. Anyway, Jim Long passed away. He's going to be a great loss to an awful lot of us that considered him a friend, a mentor, someone we called on for so much solid insurance advice. And I did write something on my blog about him. Also some fun things on there. Basketball season's getting interesting for LSU, and gosh, the wonderful recruiting season in football. They had the best recruiting group in the entire country with some really superstars coming in. That's good news. I'm a big basketball fan. I wrote about that on the website this week. And also my Eagles concert. I never missed an Eagles concert. Great group. I'm surprised. I was lucky to sit right down front. And I've seemed like everywhere I go, someone said, "Hey, I saw you at the Eagles concert." Went to see my doctor yesterday to clear up this little hoarseness I have in my voice. And all he wanted to do was talk about the Eagles concert. I said, "Doc, I'm not here to talk. I'll send you a CD, but go ahead and take care of my throat." So hope you enjoy looking over some things on my site. Going to write a column I'm starting to work on. I'll give you some advance notice about Governor Bobby Jindal and how successful he's been in the first year and where he needs to go in the next couple of years, more from a Louisiana perspective. I'm not concerned about his national attributes. I think he ought to stay home more, and if he takes care of some problems in Louisiana, the national attention will come more and more. So that's my advanced look at my column this week coming up. You folks have a good week, particularly you folks all over the world that tune in. If you look on the left side of my website, you'll see a listing of where people tune in the site from. You'll see them from all over South America, Asia, of course in the Middle East, and I'm proud to see and glad to communicate to so many Louisianians from all over the world or those who are interested. If you're not a Louisianian by birth or have living here, we'll make you an honorary Louisianian. Take care. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.